I see you nearly every day on my way to work. If I'm honest, you're the motivation I use to get up slightly earlier to catch the 6:29 train into the city. My boss thinks I'm stepping it up and taking initiative, but really, I just don't want to miss out on the best part of my morning, seeing you. And yeah, it definitely helps that you see me too. That initial moment when our eyes connect sends electricity through my body. Most days, I end up sitting a few seats behind you or across you, where I can watch while you intently read your copy of The Atlantic. Anytime you look up, I pretend I'm incredibly busy with something on my phone. Sometimes, I amuse myself by thinking of sexual puns for the stops we pass. Summit becomes submit, and I really want to explore your Maplewood. It's too bad I get on after Dover and we pass by Secaucus, because I'm dying to bend over and see your caucus. But bad jokes aside, I can't help it if your tight grip on the pages of your magazine take my mind to all the not-so-innocent places I can imagine your hands on my body. Firmly smacking my ass, gently caressing my neck, pulling my hips up into yours, I could go on forever. I love following your jawline and pinpointing exactly where I'd scatter light kisses, eventually leading me to that sensitive and vulnerable spot behind where your jaw meets your ear. It takes everything I have to keep my hands from wandering to places they shouldn't go in the middle of a crowded train. But that's most days. Today is different. Today I walk directly over and sit not across from or behind you, but right next to you. This particular car isn't even that packed. I want you to know this is intentional. Now normally, I'm not this bold. I'm definitely not that kind of girl, whatever that means. The craziest thing I've ever done is a one-night stand, and I'm not even sure if that counts because I knew the guy prior to sleeping with him. But here I am, sitting so close to you, I can smell your aftershave. When you look up from what looks to be an incredibly riveting piece on international politics, I don't turn away. My gaze meets yours, and I smile. Hi. It's a simple statement, but in this moment it's loaded, full of every unspoken fantasy I've ever had of you. My heartbeat quickens in the moments that pass between the words leaving my mouth and your gracious smile in return. I release the breath I didn't even realize I was holding and consider my options now. I could just leave it at that, a greeting, and then you could return to your usual routine and me to mine, but that's not why I came over here. That's not why I sat down beside you today. Listen, I know this is crazy and I never do this. And I'm not just saying that, I mean, I really never do this, but I've noticed you, and can't believe I'm gonna say this out loud, but I really, really want you. Usually I would just admire you from afar, but I just wanted you to know how I feel. A minute that feels like forever passes before you suddenly close the magazine and place it on the other side of you. You turn back to me and say words that send a tingle down my spine. You noticed me too. I look over to the seats surrounding us in the car. There's a man dozing off a few seats back, a woman deeply invested in whatever she's listening to in her earbuds slightly ahead of us, and all the way in the back, a man having a hushed conversation on his phone. All of them just distracted enough not to notice me slide even closer to you and place my hand on your leg. I look up at you before asking, "Can you be very, very quiet?" You nod enthusiastically and I grin before sliding my hand further up and over to the crotch of your pants. I guess I wasn't expecting you to already be so erect. You're so incredibly hard, I don't know how you haven't burst through your pants. Your poor cock must be aching for a release. It's a good thing I'm here to help. Just let me ease this jacket off. It's perfect to drape right over your lap like this. Now, does it feel nice or torturous when I rub your cock through your pants like this? Uh-uh. Don't close your eyes. I want you to look at me while I touch you. Can you see the desire in my eyes? Maybe I should be nice and free you from the confines of these incredibly tight slacks. Oops. There goes that pesky belt. Now, one button down. Didn't even put up a fight. And something should really be done about this zipper. There we go. That's much better, isn't it? Oh. My. You are definitely happy to see me. I mean, you literally just burst right out of your pants and, well, hello. There's a little bit of wetness here at the tip. Fuck, that's hot. God, I'm so wet. Do you want to feel? Go ahead, just slip your hand under my skirt. Oh. Did I forget to mention? Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear. God, it feels so good to have you sliding your finger into me. And how easily you just slip right in. That's what you do to me. You make me this wet every single morning. I'm soaked by the time I get to work, and I have to excuse myself so that I can take care of it in the bathroom. Okay, as much as I like feeling your finger inside me, I really need you to take it out because if you keep going, I'm gonna become insatiable. The only thing that will satisfy me is your thick, hard cock. And that's unfortunately not gonna happen right now. Thank you. Now just focus on the way it feels. When I slowly slide my hand up and down the length of your shaft. And if I grip just a little bit tighter and speed up, pausing sporadically to lightly rub the spot just below the head of your cock. If only he knew what I'd really like to be doing to you right now. During dull staff meetings, I like to imagine all the different parts of my body I could use to get you off. My perky little tits, my cute feet, my dripping wet pussy lips sliding up and down your cock. But what I'd really, really love to do right now is to get down on my knees in front of you and take you all the way into my mouth. Do you think you'd like that? Watching your cock glide in and out, my thick lips forming a perfect O shape. Would you fuck my face? Or let me take control of how fast and deep you go. You know what? Screw it. I know someone could look over and see, but I just can't hold myself back any longer. I'm dying to taste you, feel you fill up my mouth. But you have to stay quiet, all right? Bite your lip. Grip my hair as hard as you need to, but you can't make a sound. Okay? Okay. Oh, wow. You have an amazing cock. I really mean that. It's beautiful. I want to really enjoy this. Take my sweet time. I'm just going to taste the tip with my tongue. Maybe slide it down the underside of your cock. It's fun to tease you, but honestly, I'm just really enjoying every inch of you. But you've been good, so I'm gonna go ahead and take you all the way into my warm, wet mouth. better than I could have ever imagined. Would you like to come in my mouth? Because I'd really like to swallow every last drop. What do you think? Is that something you could do for me? Good. Now I'm just gonna use my hands to stroke you as I suck you off. Don't be afraid to push my head down a little further. I don't really have much of a gag reflex. Are you close? I want you to look me directly in the eyes while I keep stroking you. Good. I'm gonna count backwards from 10. And when I get to 0, you're gonna come for me, okay? Right in my mouth. And I'm gonna take all of it. I'm gonna suck you dry. Are you ready? 10. 9, 8, 7, we're getting closer, 6, 5, hold on just a little bit longer, you can do it, 4, 3, almost. Can you feel it building? 2, 1.5. We're almost there. 1, 0. Okay. Come for me, baby. Please. I need it. Thank you. It looks like we're about to reach the last stop. I better get going. Don't want to be late for the morning meeting, and there's something I've got to take care of beforehand. But, I hope we can run into each other again. Same time tomorrow.